Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Part of the retirement experience for some people, Faisal, unfortunately, has been their retirement date got chosen for them.
Yeah.
Right. So in Calgary, we've had lots of layoffs over the last 4 years. Hopefully, we're getting close to the end of that. But, you know, it's interesting. How do you survive a layoff? It affects people differently.
Correct.
Right? When that date, I don't even know if that was a date. You know, some people are going, I don't know, maybe I should retire, maybe I shouldn't retire. I don't know, right? Yeah. There's a lot of uncertainty attached to that. We've got Mario Taniguzzi with us today, journalist, writer, editor, and content creator for Mario Taniguzzi Communications. And we've had him on the show before. Mario, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this this layoff idea. This might be something that you've got some personal experience with. Why don't we maybe start the conversation there and tell us a little bit about your experience with layoff?
Okay, sure. Well, I worked 35 years at the Calgary Herald. I came here 1980, and you know, over the years, you could see, as probably any person in any business can see, the writing on the walls at certain times, right? And the newspaper industry has been like that for probably the last 5 or so years. So, So I kind of expected things would happen, but you just don't see it until it actually hits you over the head, right? And that came, that day came January 19th, 2016, when.
Right.
I got a phone call, and it was all done. 35 years was over.
Yeah, it comes as a shock. Maybe there are people that can see it coming. I would say most of the people that we talk to, not necessarily going to be me. And you're right, you get that phone call one day. Let's talk a little bit about it, and you've written about this. So your own personal experience and others perhaps that you've talked to, what suggestions? Let's talk a little bit about if somebody's going through this, and maybe it's just happened, maybe it's been a little while.
What do you suggest? There's a couple things, that to me that were really important in the whole process that I went through about 2.5 years ago, coming on 3 years here soon. And the first thing was the emotional part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're going to have shock, you're going to have anger, bitterness, sadness, depression, all those kind of quote unquote negative emotions, right? And it's only natural that you're going to go through that, right? But I think the key, though, is to recognize those emotions, get them over with quickly, and then move on, right? Because if you dwell in those emotions, it's only going to hurt you in the long run, and in a lot of ways, mentally, physically, spiritually, all emotionally, all that type of stuff, right? So the first thing is to get through those emotions. And move on and be positive and, have those positive emotions about your life, your career going forward. I think one of the things with that is that it's not easy. Let me tell you, it's for anybody. I know people that, 2-3 years later are still have a lot of anger and bitterness in their hearts and in their souls regarding this, right? And it's a bad place to be stuck, I tell you. So, and not to say that if you do move on, those emotions pop up every once in a while, something triggers something, right? So that's a number one thing for me that helped me, move forward. The second thing is getting the help that's out there. And that can be in a number of different ways. Obviously, family, friends, and people like that to be part of your support network is great, right? But it's also the resources that you can tap into about, okay, where do I go from here? Now I have no job. Where do I start looking, et cetera? And I've got to hand it to my former employer that, I was part of a program that you got, a transition type program where we had free access to human resource consultant, and that was very, very beneficial for me to move on, because the biggest thing on that end wasn't so much finding another job or something, but is realizing the skills that you had and realizing that those skills can be translated into so many other industries. Like for me, I was I almost said I was born and bred to be a newspaper writer, right? And because it was in my blood and it's my passion, etc. And you know, when that day came in January 2016, I thought, you know, what am I going to do now? This is all I've ever done. This is all I've ever wanted to do, right? But going through that human resource consultant was great for me to understand that, hey, I've got a lot of different skills that can be used in a lot of different jobs that doesn't necessarily have to be a newspaper writer anymore.
So one thing I liked about your blog that you wrote, the one line said, while one life ended on January 19th, 2016, a new life also began that day, and I would never turn back the clock. Well, tell us about the new life.
Well, for me, you know, going back to what I was mentioning about that human resource consultant, that opened my eyes and to a world of opportunity out there that I thought, you know, I never would have thought existed before. So that was great. So like, just for example, right now, what I do, I have kind of three different streams of work that I do. First stream is I do the traditional quote-unquote news and feature writing for different publications, some nationally and some locally. So that's one thing I do, which is kind of a carryover to my former career. Second thing I do is more of a corporate level, and I've used my skills as a writer and editor over the years to now do corporate content. So that can be anything from, you know, writing blogs or stories for companies to put on their websites, to writing press releases for companies. And the third thing I do is I actually do media training for businesses and executives in Calgary. Myself and a partner, we do that, and that's been quite entertaining and very informative. And yeah, so you realize that, my gosh, the door is open to a lot of things. And even in a quote-unquote bad economy that we're still going through and struggling here, you know, there's still a lot of opportunities if you keep your eyes open to them.
That's what I love about, you know, stories like this, is that when adversity is set up, you know, people are retiring either by choice or not by choice. People are experiencing change in their lives. I believe everybody can retire. I truly believe that. And I believe if you have a lifestyle that you want to maintain or have, you can be creative enough, like Mario has, to look at different streams of revenue or income and still have a lifestyle. Now, you're still full-fledged, Mario, but there are people out there who say, you know what, I'm done. I'm tired. I don't want to work a 9-to-5-er, and you don't have to work a 9-to-5-er anymore. I think today's world is so different. I think the opportunities, especially with technology, social media, and so forth, that the days of you have to work for one company, pulling all the hours into that one company, I think are gone. I think they're gone now. You can actually see multiple streams of income and monetize your skill set in multiple ways that can give you that job satisfaction. More importantly, can give you lifestyle satisfaction.
You bet.
You know, I jokingly say to people now that I don't work for one employer anymore. I work for 20 of them.
There you go.
Well, and Faisal, I think you said something interesting, and Mario, you've alluded to it as well, is the lifestyle. So there's a change. Get through that change. I think you've made a good point. But then look around at what the opportunities are, right? And so retirement, when we say retirement, it's not my dad's retirement anymore, right? This is a different experience for people because, Mario, you're a good example of that. You weren't ready just to do nothing, right? In fact, I wouldn't think you define retirement as nothing. So then you look to find ways to do things that you're engaged in, whether that's revenue in generating or not. We have to leave it there, though, Mario. I want to thank you for your time and sharing your experience.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Mario, how can people follow you to get more of your content and your information out there?
Oh, good question. A lot of the stuff that I do, I'm on Twitter, MT, capitalized O-N-E-1-2-3, and I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn. So a lot of the stuff that I do for wherever I'm writing all appears there.
That's great, Mario. Thanks again for your time. We've been joined by Mario Taniguzzi, journalist, writer, editor, and content creator for Mario Taniguzzi Communications. Faisal, we're going to talk about this, the experience of building your lifestyle, right, at our upcoming seminar. So whether you've gone through a transition by choice, by not, but you're going to be, you will be making a transition when you move to retirement. How best to do that?
Yeah, that's going to be on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, you need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, join us after the break. We're going to pull it all together and try to make some sense of volatility and strategy and what we should be watching on the next segment, watching in the markets, here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.